urban farming in West Michigan. We're talking Sustainable Community Voices, and we're talking with Takedia Smith. Good morning to you, owner of Funky Fresh Beets in Grand Rapids. Good morning to you, Ms. Smith.
Good morning. Good morning.
I said before we turned the microphone on, you didn't bring in your beets for a sample, but I'm not sure if I'm a big beet fan. You're going to convince me, aren't you?
Yeah, beets are great. They're good for you, especially juice. I love having a glass of beet juice. So.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Would you introduce yourself and talk about your role in your organization?
My name is Takedia Smith, and I've been an urban girl for about 8 years, and I am the owner of a new urban farm that we just launched this year. And my role is basically to manage the farm, and also I'm the main grower. So,
great. How'd you get interested into this?
How I got into farming versus how I got into gardening is kind of different. I got into gardening, like I said, about 8 years ago, out of a desire to be able to feed my children and not have to worry about being able to feed them, and also feeding them healthy, nutritious food, you know. So that's how I kind of got into gardening. And then I got into farming because I was thinking about my grandchildren. I want them to kind of grow up in the culture. And then I got into the CSA portion of it for the community, you know, wanting to see my friends and family also have that same access.
CSA stands for?
Community Supported Agriculture.
Talk about your farm. Where is it? How large is it?
We have about 6,000 square feet. We are spread across four locations. We have a plot on Dickinson, one on Ardmore, Delaware, and Alto. And so we farm at all those different locations.
General volume of food produced?
Probably, let's see. I would say about 20 pounds per four-person family a week.
Mm-hmm. And you're growing beets.
Yeah. We definitely grow beets, but we also grow salad greens. We grow all the cold season crops, carrots, you know, tomatoes, peppers, everything like that. So we grow over about 30 different types of crops.
Let's go a little bit into how you are working with your neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. So we've been in conversations with a lot of community programs. We haven't currently, you know, we don't have anything on the books just yet because we, you know, we're just starting out. And so we've kind of just had our hands in the dirt. But we definitely are looking forward to building those relationships.
Literally had your hands in the dirt, right? So how and maybe where are you selling your produce here?
Mm-hmm. So we like I said, we're a CSA. So our CSA members will come to us directly and pick up their weekly shares. Mm-hmm. They'll come to either one of our sites, depending on which of those crops we're selling in the box that week.
You mentioned your inspiration to farm. Are your kids interested?
My kids are interested. They enjoy it. You know, they come out with me. It's really just me, my husband, and my children who do all of the farming. So,
and is this your business, owner of Funky Fresh Beets?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's how I make my living.
Tell me about your challenges.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the challenges so far have really been farming at this magnitude. Yes. In the past, it's really just been me growing for my own family and maybe a few friends and, you know, maybe a few neighbors. But having to be on a set schedule and having to come up with a crop by a certain time, the planning that comes along with that has been a little bit difficult. But other than that, your normal challenges that come along with farming, like weather and all of that, you know, insect, pests, you know, all of that also comes into play.
And we talked about this before our microphones were turned on, the urban farming movement overall. What mm-hmm. does the landscape look like across West Michigan and then expand more?
Well, I think that people are definitely more open to the idea or more knowledgeable about it than they used to be. And in West Michigan specifically, I know that we have a lot of activity going on at the downtown market, you know, that is kind of associated with, you know, fresh in-season produce. Yes. And so I think that just everyone who a lot of people have a desire to know exactly where their food comes from, and that's why this movement is growing the way that it is.
Cool. What's a typical day for you? Get up, join the radio program at 9.
I'm up at 3 a.m. Yeah, I'm up at 3 a.m. every day. I do a lot of my beforehand prep work, like knowing what I need to seed, what I need to weed, what I need to harvest. All of that I plan out in the, at the beginning of my day, and then I'm out in the fields by 6 a.m. And I usually do work on the fields probably into about 3. Then I take a break while the sun is up at, you know, while it's really hot. Yeah. I come inside, and then we usually head back out around 5 and work till 8.
Mm-hmm. Today's the longest day of the year.
Yeah.
Stretch this one out, baby. Talking about urban farming in West Michigan, Takedia Smith, owner of Funky Fresh Beets in Grand Rapids, here in the house. How does one get started in this?
Okay, so to join my CSA is very simple. You just send me an email at takedia@thefunkyfreshbeets.com, and then I'll send you an information packet. The way that we do ours is it's a 3-week commitment, so it's about $30 a week for 3 weeks, so that's $90 per block, and then you have your produce delivered to you, or you may pick it up at one of our locations every week.
I'll ask the devil's advocate question. Is it affordable for me?
I believe that it is affordable. I've seen CSAs go from between $14 and maybe up to $60 a week. But we tried to keep our price really low. And then we also broke it up, because usually with CSAs, you pay for the whole season up front. With ours, it's only a 3-week commitment, because I knew that some people just can't afford to pay for an entire season up front.
And another question. Is eating via urban farming healthier for me?
It is healthier for you because the urban farmers tend to put more care into what's going into the soil, and that soil is really what's going into your food. So, like for me, I try to enrich my soil with lots of minerals so that those minerals are going directly into our vegetables, and it's more than what you would get in a grocery store. At a grocery store, most of the produce is picked for shelf ability, not necessarily for its peak ripeness. And when you're getting it from a CSA, you're getting it at the best possible time that you could eat that particular crop.
How's the season for this summer?
Mm-hmm. The season's going well so far. We've got rained out a couple of days, but rain is good. Yeah, you just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah. Well, again, no rain today, so get out and enjoy. How can the community help you?
Just really, you know, come and support the farm, buy a CSA share, buy a share for your friends or family. And that's really it. You know, let's get eating.
Thank you very much. Owner of Funky Fresh Beets right here in Grand Rapids, Takedia Smith. One more time, best way to find out more information?
You can reach me. You can go to thefunkyfreshbeets.com. You can email me at takedia@thefunkyfreshbeets.com. And we're also on Facebook.
A beet a day keeps the doctor away, right?
A beet a day keeps the doctor away.
Thanks for your time.